B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psochim Daf Lamed Zayin. We're going to start on the last line of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Ein Oifin Pas Ovo B'yom Tov B'Pesach. One should not bake a very thick bread on Pesach, because the thicker the dough is, the easier it is for it to become chometz. Tivir Beis Shammai, that was the opinion of Beis Shammai. U'Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel say it's okay, there's no need for concern. The Kamo Passover, how thick is a thick bread that Beis Hillel say is still okay, and thicker than that, even Beis Hillel will agree one should not bake it on Pesach. Om Rav Huna Tefach, Rav Huna says Tefach, where do we find Tefach being a sort of guaranteed size that it's controllable, that it should not become chometz? Shekein Motzinu Belechem Haponim. We find by the Lechem Haponim, the 12 breads that were changed weekly in the Beis HaMikdash, that since they were called Lechem Haponim, they had a face, the minimum size of a face is a Tefach. Belechem Haponim Tefach. And we know that the Lechem Haponim was not allowed to become chometz. So you see that up to a tefach, you can be quite sure that you can control it from becoming chometz, more than a tefach not. Maske flor of Yosef. Rav Yosef is now asking a question against Rav Huna. Im omru b'zerizin, how can you bring me proof from the lechem aponim that one's allowed to make a dough on a regular Pesach of up to a tefach? By the lechem aponim, it was in the Beis HaMikdash with Koyanim, and they were very meticulous of keeping all the halachas. They knew exactly how to take care and safeguard the dough from becoming chometz. Yomer b'she'enam's reason, you can bring proof from there to regular people making bread doughs on Pesach that even up to a tefach it will not become chometz. Im omru b'pas amela, if, and this is another refutation from Lechem Aponim, besides for Lechem Aponim being amongst the Koyanim, which were very meticulous with the halachas, by the Lechem Aponim it was pas amela, a very, very well worked on and toiled on dough. It would be pounded hundreds of times. And this is Gemara elsewhere in Shas, how the Lechem Aponim was made. But there was much less risk of it becoming chometz. Yomru b'pas she'ino amela, you're going to say the same to regular dough, which has not been worked on that much. Im omru be'etzim yaveshim, the lechem aponim that was baked on dry woods, very dry, they would only cut the woods used in the Beis HaMikdash during the hot summer months. And anything that's baked on very dry woods gets baked much quicker, the flame is much hotter, and there's less chance of it becoming chometz in the meantime. Yomru be'etzim lachim, you're going to say the same applies to any regular person in his oven at home where the woods are more damp, that's also okay. Maybe such a thick bread being baked with woods that are not so dry will become chometz quicker. Im omru b'tanur cham, but in the case of the lechem aponim, where the ovens that were on all day baking all the time for the different breads and different things that were baked in the Beis HaMikdash, and the tanur, the oven, was very hot, and the hotter the oven is, the quicker the bread will bake, the less chance it is of becoming chometz. Yomru b'tanur tzoinon, you're going to bring proof from there that such a thick dough on a regular oven that's hot cold before it gets used now for baking the breads, also it's going to be guaranteed it will not become chometz. Im omru b'tanur shel mateches, in the Beis HaMikdash, the oven was a metal oven which gets much hotter. So maybe only there such a thick bread of a tefach could be used. Yomru b'tanur shel cheres, what are you going to say about a regular oven that back in the days most ovens were made of clay, which is not as hot as a metal oven? So because of all these reasons, Rav Yosef says that Rav Huna brings proof that a tefach is up to a tefach, you can secure that it doesn't become chometz, is learned from Lechem Aponim. That's not a good enough proof that when Beis Hillel says one's allowed to bake a Passover, a thick bread, that indeed a regular thick bread on Pesach is allowed to be up to a tefach. Omer Yirmiyah bar Abba, She'ilis is Rebbe b'yichud. Rebbe Yirmiyah bar Abba said, I asked my Rebbe in private, who was Rebbe Yirmiyah's Rebbe? Umanu, who was it? Rav. Ikad Omra, others say it was Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Omar Rav. It was Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of his Rebbe Rav that his Rebbe Rav, She'ilis's Rebbe, asked his Rebbe b'yichud in private, Umanu, who was Rav's Rebbe? Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, also known as Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And what was the question that either Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav or Rav asked Rabbeinu HaKodesh? My Passover. what is this thick bread? And the answer was pas merubah. It doesn't mean thick bread. It means many breads. They were thin breads, but many, many thin breads together are called Passover. V'amai koru le Passover. Why would one call many thin breads a thick bread? Mishum de nefisha belisha. Since you are going to bake many, many of these breads, even though each bread, when it gets baked, will be very thin, but when it's kneaded, there's a very large dough. And since it's a large dough, it's called a Passover, a thick bread. Another explanation. Ba'asre dahai tana, in the place where this tana, this braisa who says ein oifin Passover bePesach divir beShama b'Shilin Matirim, in the place of that tana, lePas Meruba Passover korule, when they had many breads in that place was called Passover. And now the Gemara is going to discuss the reasoning behind this braisa. If you say that we're talking about thick bread, the machlekes b'Shama and b'Tilal will be how concerned we are that it's going to become chometz. But now that we explained that it's talking about thin breads and it's just many breads, why would Beis Shammai say that there's an issue with baking many thin breads together? Ma'itama imishum deka. If it's because baking so many breads and each one is very thin is a lot of effort, and on Yom Tov one should not exert oneself beyond the minimum required effort to make the food one needs to make, then it's not a question in Hilchas Pesach, it's a question in Hilchas Yom Tov. So afilu b'yom tov nami. So why did the braisa say ein oifin pas over b'pesach? It should be any Yom Tov, it should be asa. Says the Gemara, no chanami, you're right. V'hai tana b'yom tov shel Pesach koi. This braisa was discussing, just that was the story. There was a question, it's now Pesach, it's Yom Tov, are you allowed to bake many, many thin breads? B'Shammai said, no, it's too much effort. And B'Shil said it was okay. But the same would be true on Sukkos, on Yom Tov, the same would be true on Shavuos. Tani na mihachi. And we see a braisa to this effect. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Oifin Passover B'Yom Tov. It says clearly that this Passover, which we know now means that it's Pas Merubah, many breads, on a regular Yom Tov. It doesn't mention Pesach, because it's nothing to do with Pesach. Or Beis Hillel Matir, and Beis Hillel say that it's Mutter. And the main issue here was the Tircha is because we assume that you're not going to manage to eat so many breads on Yom Tov, and you're only allowed to cook on Yom Tov what you need for Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai says there's so many breads, then it's obviously an effort that you're exerting effort to make something, to cook something that you don't need on Yom Tov, and that is Asa. And Beis Hillel say it's Mutter, and in other places in Shas, the Gemara discusses exactly what the Machlekes is. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon. Yoitzin b'pas nekiyah, we're going back to the sugya of which breads, which types of matzahs is one allowed to use to be yoitzah the mitzvah of Leil Seder b'erev toichlu matzos. So the braisa says that if you have pas nekiyah, which is bread made of white or very clean flour, then one is yoitzah. Ubehadra, and the same is true with flour that's not so clean, with coarse flour. Ubesrikin hamatsuyorin b'Pesach, or with breads, there were types of cakes or types of matzahs that they would carve or they would imprint an image into it, a decorative image. So these srikin, which were used onto which they would design these images, hamatsuyorin b'Pesach, you're allowed to use those matzahs with these designs on Pesach to be out to the mitzvah of matzah. Even though they said that you should not really make these breads on Pesach, where you're going to have to take the time to carve an image, and the longer you spend on the dough before putting it in the oven, the greater the chances of it becoming chometz. And Omer Yudah, Dovazeh Shoal Baisus Ben Zoinim Lechachomim. Baisus Ben Zoinim asked the Chachomim this question, Mipnema Omru Ein Oisin Srikin Amutsuyorim Bepesach. Why should one not make these, carved matzahs, the matzahs that are have images graved on them on Pesach, Omru Loi? And they said to him, Mipnei Shohi Isha Shoye Oleo Umach Matzosa. Because the woman who is baking the bread, the time that she's taking, she's delaying in order to make the image on the matzah, is going to be delaying putting the matzah in the oven. In the meantime, it will become chometz. So even though they said you shouldn't do it, if you had it and you made sure it didn't become chometz, you're allowed to use it for on Pesach. Omar lohem. So Baisus ben Zoinim said to the Chachomim, Efsher ya'aseno b'tfus. If you have a tfus, which is a form, a type of a stencil with an image on it, and v'yikve'eno, and you can imprint, using the stencil, you can imprint the image onto the dough, kevon, in one shot, it takes just a second. That should be allowed. There's no delay involved. Omruloi. So the Chachomim said to Baisus ben Zoinim, Yoimru, people will say, Kol asrikin asurin. All these breads that are all people who engrave images onto the dough, it's asa. Usriki Baisus mutorin, and just these matzahs that come from the home of Baisus, so they had this stencil, mutorin is muta. The Chachomim didn't want that people should say, everyone, it's muta for you, it's asa. We have to have one halacha for everybody. Omer b'lozo bar tzodik. Pamachas nichnasti achar abo. I was once following my father tzodik lebeis Rabban Gamliel to the home of Rabban Gamliel. Ve'iviu lefonov. They brought in front of tzodik. They brought in front of him tzrikin amutzuyorin bepesach. These matzahs that had engravings on them. Omarti so b'lozo bar tzodik said to his father abo. My father loikach omru chachomim. Did the chachomim not say ein oisin tzrikin amutzuyorin bepesach? These decorated designs on the matzah should not be made on matzah on Pesach. Omar li, so tzaddik said to his son Rebbe Lozer, bni loy. When they said it was asa, loy shel kol adam amru. They didn't say that it's asa for everybody, for all the normal people, because normal people at home, they just put an image, they just decorate it very quickly, and they couldn't really care how perfect it is. It's not a long delay. Elo shel nachtoimin. But when it comes to the bakers, those who are going to sell these matzahs with the images on, and they're going to be very particular that the images come out right, for them there's a risk of delaying putting the dough in the oven, and therefore it was asa. Elo shel nachtoimin omru. Ikud omru. Another version is the other way around. Hachik omarli. Loy shel nachtoimin omru. That they did not say it was asa to make these images, these designs for the bakers, because they had these stencils. All the bakers had the stencils. It was okay. Elo shel kol adam, but local private people who did not have these stencils, for them it will take them much longer to make these carvings, and therefore it was asa for them. Continues the Gemara, Oma Rabbi Yosi, oisin srikin. These srikin, these matzahs that had these designs carved into them, one's allowed to do it kamin rakikin. If these wafers, or if these breads, these matzahs were very thin. Vein oisin srikin kamin gluskois. But when you have a matzah, or these breads, which are like rolls, which are much thicker, and it's easier and quicker for it to become chometz, on there the Chachomim said, you should not make these designs. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. Hasufgonin, the sponge-like breads, v'adufshonin, and the honey breads, v'iskeritin, and these wafers, these thin matzahs, v'chalas hamasoires, and pan loaves that were loaves, that were breads that were baked in a pan, not in an oven, v'hamaduma, or bread that was made with truma and chulin mixed together, in all these cases, p'turin min hachalo. They're not considered lechem. This is not the regular, we'll soon see, but this was not a regular way of making bread. Since it's not considered lechem, one is not chayev to take from this dough any challah. Asks the Gemara, my chalas hamasiris. What is this chalas hamasiris that we translated as a pan loaf? Omer Bishua ben Levi, ze chalut shel bali batim. These were the private homeowners when they would make bread using chalut, which is scalded flour, that they will see later on exactly what this means, but they would scald the flour before kneading it. And the balabatim, when they had this type of flour, they would not bake it in a normal fashion. We'll soon see how they did bake it. It was not baked in a normal fashion, and therefore it did not have the status of lechem and was potter from challah. That was the Braisa. Omer Shlokish. Shlokish says, Halolu, all the cases mentioned in the Braisa, from the Sufgonim and the Duvshonim and the Iskeritin and the Chalas HaMaseiris v'Hameduma, in all these cases, Medum is a bit different because there it's not completely chulin, and therefore there's no maisa. But all the there's no chiyuv challah. But all the others are maisa ilfas him. The way that they would bake them, they would not bake it in an oven. They would bake it in a frying pan. And since they would bake it in a frying pan, then it doesn't have the status of lechem, and therefore they're not chayev challah. That was Rish Lakish, and it's important, we have to remember this for the coming sugya. Rish Lakish says that anything that is baked in a pan is not considered lechem. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan argues and says that Maisa Ilfus Chayovin, bread baked in a pan, is called lechem. V'halolu, and all the cases mentioned in this braisa, that a potter from challah is she'asa'on b'chama. It was not made with a heat from a fire. It was made from the heat of the sun. And therefore, it's not a normal way of baking bread. It's not considered lechem. And therefore, it's potter from challah. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. We're now going to discuss this machlokes for Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. Hasufganin, in the braisa we saw, the sufganin, va'adufshonin, va'iskeritin, that it says explicitly in the braisa, asa'on be'ilfus, if you made them, if you baked them in a pan, chayovim, they are called bread. Bechama, only bechama, pturin. And this is clearly not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that the reason that in the braisa we mentioned before says that they are potter from challah is because they were made in an ilfus. So you see that the bread made in a pan is not called lechem. In this braisa it says explicitly it is called lechem, only if it's made in the heat of the sun it's not called lechem. Tuvta d'Rav Shimon ben Lakish. It seems to be a refutation against Rish Lakish, who says that ilfus is not considered lechem. Oma Ula. So Ula said, Oma l'cha Rish Lakish will explain to you as follows. Hocha, in the braisa, in this second braisa that says that Maisa Ilfus is called lechem, Hocha b'mayoskinon, because there's two ways of baking bread in an Ilfus. You've got Hirtiach ula b'soif hidbik. If you first heated up the frying pan very, very hot, and then ula b'soif hidbik, you then stuck the dough onto the frying pan, because the frying pan was so heated up before you put the dough on it, it's very similar to an oven, and therefore it is considered lechem. Aval hidbik ula b'soif hirtiach, if you stuck the dough onto the sides of this frying pan when it was still cold, and then hirtiach, you slowly heated up the frying pan, that's not a normal way of making bread. And in that case, that's what Rish Lakish said before, that maisa ilfus is not considered lechem. So then the Gemara is asking, aval hidbik ula b'soif hirtiach mai, if you're saying that when in the braisa, in the second braisa, that Rish Lakish says that yuchayef ilfus is talking about if you heated up the frying pan first, and we can learn from there, and if we assume from Ula's words, we can take for granted that in the case where it was not heated up first, it is not called lechem, and it's not mais ilfus is not called bread, then hochanami de pturin, and that's the case that is potter. If so, adatoni seifa. What does it say in the seifa of this braisa? In the seifa, let's read the braisa again from the meisvei. Hasufganin vadufshonin vahasik. If you made it in a frying pan, you're chayev. And how did Ula explain that? That it's assuming that you heated up the frying pan first and then you stuck the bread onto it. So why does the Mishnah say b'chama p'turin if you made it in the sun, not using wood to heat it up? And then your potter say that even when you did it in an ilfus, your potter, if you put the bread into the ilfus before you heated it up. Adetoni Sefer Asa'on b'chama p'turin. Why does the Sefer of the braisa say that if you made it in the sun, the heat of the sun, it's potter? Liflek v'lisna b'didah. The braisa should say within ilfus it should make the difference. That b'me dvarim amurim, when is it true that making bread in an ilfus is called lechem and it's chayev chala? K'goin shirtiach ula b'soif hidbik. Only if he first heated up the pan and then put the dough in. Aval hidbik ula b'soif hirtiach, if he first stuck the dough onto the pan and then heated it up, p'turin it's potter. Why does the braisa deviate and say that potter is talking about when he heated it up in the heat of the sun, not the heat of the wood? Says the Gemara, Chisuri mechzer v'ochiktoni. This is what you have to read into the braisa. B'med dvarim amurim, when is it true that when you make these breads on an ilfus that you're chayev, it's called lechem, sheir tziach ula b'soif hidbik. If you heated up the pan before putting the dough into it. Aval hidbekulu b'sofir tiach. But if you first put the dough in when the frying pan was cold and then you heated up the frying pan, nase kamisha son b'chamo. It has the same halacha as when you heat up some of these breads in the heat of the sun, not the heat of wood. And in both those cases, p'turin, it will be potter. Continues the Gemara Toshima. Yotzin b'matzah, you can be yotzah the mitzvah of matzah. Yotzin b'matzahs hino. Hino is, no is raw. Hino means a bread that's semi-baked, half-baked. So if you've got a matzah that's not really baked properly, but nonetheless you can be yotzah the mitzvah of matzah with it. Ubematzah hasuya be'ilfus. And you can also be yotzah the mitzvah of matzah with matzah that was baked in a frying pan. So here you see clearly that ilfus is called lechem. And it's a question on Rish Lakish, who said before that Maisa Ilfus is not called lechem. In the same way as it's not called lechem for challah, it's not called lechem for lechem oini, for matzah. Answers the Gemara, Hochanami, this brisa that says that heating matzah up in a, or baking matzah in a pan is considered lechem, must be shiritiach ulu b'soif hidbik, that he first heated up the pan and then put in the dough. In that case, we said it's similar to an oven and is called lechem. Asks the Gemara, my matzah hino, what is this matzah hino? Omer of Yehuda Mashmuel, kol sheporosov ein chutin nimshachin himeno. If it's baked enough that when you break the bread, there are no strands that extend from it, then it's baked enough and that's it. That's called a matzah that's semi-baked, that's half-baked. If there's still strands there, it's not baked, it's not considered baked. There's no more strands, it's considered baked. But obviously it's not been thoroughly baked. Nonetheless, it's called bread, and you are yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. Omar Rava, v'chein lachmei toida. The same applies with lachmei toida, that as soon as they've been baked enough, that nikrumu poneo, that the surfaces of this bread have already become somewhat baked and have become brown, and that's a stage of the baking, it's considered lechem, because the breads of toida also have to be considered lechem. And if the breads of the toida are that stage of being baked that they're called lechem, and then the korban toida was shechted, then it's a kosher korban. If the toida, if these breads of the toida that would accompany the korban, but if these breads are not yet called baked, they're not yet called lechem, they're not lachmei toida. And then if you shecht the korban and you haven't got lachmei toida, that's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara Pshita. Of course, lachmei toida will have the same status as all the other things, hilchas challah, hilchas matzah, hocha lechem ksiv, v'hocha lechem ksiv. It says lechem in the parasha of lachmei toida, it says lechem in the parasha of matzah, why should it be any different? Says the Gemara, no. There's reason to believe that with lachmei toida, it needs to be even more baked, and it's not good enough that it's just called lechem. It has to be a sufficient and a significant type of lechem. Why would I have thought that? I may have thought, since it says in the Pasuk, v'hikriv mimenu echod mikol korban, we know a korban toido had four different types of breads, of matzahs. Three types, each of ten. Three types of ten breads were matzah. One group of ten breads was chometz. One of each of these ten were given to the kohen. The rest was eaten by the owners. So it says, "V'hikriv mimenu echod mikol korban truma l'Hashem l'koyin azorik as dam hashlomim lo yeh." So the Gemara says, since it says "V'hikriv mimenu echod mikol korban," echod means it has to be a bread, a whole bread, a significant bread. I may have thought echod shel lo yitil porus, and we learn from there that it's got to be a whole bread, not a broken bread. So, v'hocha command the prisodomi. I may have thought, since it's not fully baked, it's similar to a part of a bread, it's not a whole bread, and therefore it would be an issue for lachmei toida. Komash malon? No. The halacha is, since it's been baked sufficiently, that in other halachas it's called bread, it's called echod, and the korban toida is kosher. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now asking a question against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said before that Maisa Ilfus, when you bake bread in a frying pan, it is called a lechem. Meisve, hameisa. Meisa is a scalded bread. It's a type of scalding. We're going to soon see there's two types. There's one is meisa, one is called chalita. So me'iso is a type of bread that was made when the flour was scalded. That means it came into contact with boiling water before it was kneaded. Bishamai poitrin. Bishamai say that dough made of this scalded, that the flour was scalded before it was kneaded, is not called lechem, and is potur. Ubesiril chayovin. And Bishamai say that it is chayev chala. Bishamai say that it's not considered lechem. Bishamai say it's considered lechem. Hachalita. In the case, another type of scalded, the scalded type of dough, that means the flour was scalded before. We'll soon see the difference between the scalding called me'isa and that of chalita, but it's the other way around. Bishamai mechayvin, or Bishamai poitrin. Bishamai say it is called lechem, Bishamai say it's not called lechem. Asks the braisa, eze me'isa, eze hu chalita. What's the difference between a chalita and a me'isa? They're both scalded. The flour have been scalded by both of them. What's the difference? Says the Gemara, the difference is that me'isa is kemach sha'al gabe mugloshin, that they would pour the flour on top of the boiling water. Ve'chalita is mugloshin sha'al gabe kemach. Chalita is when you'd pour the boiling water on top of the flour. And we'll soon see why there should be a difference, if any. We'll soon see there's no difference between them, and the two first statements in this braisa are actually two different tanoim. One happened to be talking about me'isa, the other happened to be talking about chalita, but they both say there's no difference between chalita and me'isa, it's two different tanoim. Either way, the braisa carries on, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Omer, Mishum Oviv, in the name of his father Rabbi Yosi, Zeh v'zeh lifter. It doesn't matter if it's me'isa or if it's chalita, it is called potter. It's not called lechem, and it's potter. V'armi lo, others say, zeh v'zeh lechiyuv. There's no difference between me'isa and chalita, and in both of them, it is called lechem and it's chayev. V'chachomim oimrim, the chachomim say, echod zeh v'echod zeh. It doesn't matter if you scalded the flour like me'isa or like chalita. It depends on how you baked it. Asa'on be'ilfus, if you baked it in a frying pan, potter. It's not called lechem. Betanur, chayev. But if you baked it in an oven, even though it was scalded, it's chayev. The very fact that it was scalded is not enough of a reason to say it's not called a lechem if it was baked in the oven. So before coming back to Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara wants to understand this braisa. V'tanakama, the first tana. Maishna me'isa, maishna chalita. Why should there be a difference? Why the Tanakama do we say that me'isa, Bishamai say it's not bread, Bishil say it is? Chalita is the opposite way around. What would be the logic in that? Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, v'chein Omer of Yudah v'itemer of Yeshua ben Levi, they say the truth is, kamachleikus bezu, kach machleikus bezu. That it's actually two mand omrim. And if the machlekas by me'isa and chalita is the same. If Beis Shammai say potur by me'isa, they also say potur by chalita. If Beis Hillel say chayev by me'isa, they say the same with chalita. V'tavra, and it's a contradiction. The first two statements are contradicting each other. And it's actually two different opinions. Mishe shonozu, loy shonozu. The very first opinion says, Hame'isa b'shamay poitrin b'shil machayvin. What they mean to say is me'isa and also chalita. B'shamay say potter. It's from the kulei b'shamay, from the leniencies of b'shamay, u'b'shil machayvin. The second opinion holds, Hachalita b'shamay machayvin u'b'shil poitrin, and me'isa is exactly the same. B'shamay machayvin and b'shil poitrin. It's two different opinions, and there's no difference in halacha between whether you scalded the flour like me'isa or like chalita. But now the Gemara says, K'tonimius. But now, finishing with this braisa, what does it say at the end of the braisa? V'chachomim oimrim. The chachomim say, echod zeh v'echod zeh. It doesn't matter whether it was scalded or not scalded, or it doesn't matter how it was scalded. She'ason b'ilfus, if you baked it in a frying pan, potur. It's not called lechem. B'tanur, only if it was baked in an oven, it was chayev. Tiuftad Rabbi Yochanan, this is contradicting Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when it's made in an oven, when it's made in a frying pan, it is called lechem. Answers the Gemara, Omer l'chor, Rabbi Yochanan will say, or the Gemara is going to try and answer, it's not going to work, but the Gemara is going to try and answer, Tanoi hi, that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, it's actually a machlokes tanoim, whether bread baked in a frying pan, whether it's called lechem or not. Titania, we learned in a braisa. Yochel yehime isa v'chaluto chayovin b'chala. I may have thought, or would you think, that bread that was actually scalded, the flour was scalded before it was baked in any way, then it's going to be chayev b'chala. Talmud leim alechem. It's only chayev chala if it's called lechem. This is not called lechem because this was not baked in any way. This was just scalded. It's so to speak, it was cooked in the water. The flour was cooked in the water before it was baked. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda comes to the same conclusion. Ein lechem elo ha'ofui betanur. That lechem is only considered lechem if it's baked in an oven. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, Hainu Tana Kama. They're both coming to the same conclusion. What's the difference between them? Elo lav, the difference seems to be maise ilfus. Of course, if it was mo'iso chaluta, it was cooked, it wasn't baked, that's not called lechem. Of course, if it's been baked in an oven, that is called lechem. The question is, what about a case where you've got a maisa ilfus, which is a regular dough that was not baked in an oven, it was baked in a pan? What's going to be the halacha? Ikabinayu, that's what the Tanakama are going to argue with Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama sova. The Tanakama hold that only if it's been cooked in the water, if it's me'isa v'chaluta, that's not called lechem. Maisa ilfus, however, if you take dough and you bake it in a pan, chayovin, it will be called lechem. Rabbi Yehuda sova, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the only time that it's called lechem is if it's baked in an oven. And he holds sovar, maisa ilfus pturin, if it's baked in a pan, it's not called lechem. So you see, you have a machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that maisa ilfus is considered lechem, is like the Tanakama. And therefore, even though you had a question before from a braisa, Rabbi Yochanan will say, I'm following the Tanakama in this braisa. Says the Gemara Loi, this braisa wouldn't really help us, and it could well be that both opinions in this braisa do not follow with what Rabbi Yochanan say, and they both say that Me'isa and Chaluta is not called Lechem, and Maisa Ilfus is not called Lechem. The question is, if after that you bake it in an oven, does that help? The Kule Alma Maisa Ilfus Pturin, they both say that Maisa Ilfus is not called Lechem. The Hoch over here, Kegoin Shechozar, after it was baked, after it was either cooked or it was baked in the pan, Chozar V'Afoi Betanur, he then re-baked it, or he baked it again in an oven. That's Komifligi, that's the Machlaikas. The Tanakama Sovar, Kivan Shechozar V'Afoi, the Tanakama say, since you re-baked it again, Betanur in an oven, Lechem Korinon Bey, it's called Lechem. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, Ein Lechem, Elo Ha'Ofi, Betanur Mikora. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only called Lechem if it was baked initially in an oven. But when it was baked any other way before that, it's not called lechem. And then both opinions are not like Rabbi Yochanan. V'kiven del mikora lav betanur afyon, since initially he baked this bread in a pan, lav lechem, it's not called lechem, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, my Tamad Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the source and the reasoning for Rabbi Yehuda that says that bread is only considered bread if it was baked in an oven? The Chassid, it says in a Pasuk, V'ofu eser noshim lachmachem betanur echod. And there is talking about an issue, a klola, that 10 women would be baking their bread in a single oven. The Gemara learns from there, lechem ha'ofu betanur echod koru lechem. That bread is only called bread if it's baked in a single oven, which means that it's first baked in an oven. If it's baked some other place in an ilfus, in a different type of structure, and then put in an oven, it's not called lechem. Which ein ofri betanur echod. However, if it's not baked first in an oven, ein kori lechem, it's not called lechem. Continues the Gemara. Yosef, Rabba, v'Rav Yosef, achoyre, d'Rav Zeira. Rabba and Rav Yosef were both sitting behind Rav Zeira. V'Yosef, Rav Zeira, kamei d'Ula, and Rav Zeira was sitting in front of Ula. Omar le Rabba le Rab Zeira. Rabba said to Rab Zeira, "Boy minei me'ula, please ask Ula the following question. Hidbik mi bifnim. If somebody stuck the dough on the inside of an ilfus of a pan, v'hirtiach mi bachutz, and he heated up the pan from the outside, which is somewhat similar to what one would do in the case of an oven, then would Rish Lakish say in that case also that it's called ilfus and it's not called a lechem? Or will he say that in this case where he puts the bread on the inside of the pan and he heats up the entire pan from the outside, is that maybe there he'll agree that it's called lechem. Mahu, what's the halacha? Omar le. So Reb Zeira said back to Rabba, my emale, what should I say to Ula? De'i aminale, if I'm going to ask him your question, Omar li, Ula's going to answer me back, hai niu, maise ilfus, this is maise ilfus, this is baking in a pan. And this is exactly the machlekes of Yechon and Ashlokish. If baking in a pan is considered lechem or not considered lechem, I have nothing to ask, Ula. And then that was Rabba asking Reb Zeira to ask Ula a question. Now it's Reb Yosef's turn to ask Reb Zeira to ask Ula a question. Omale Reb Yosef le Reb Zeira, boy me name Ula, ask Ula the following question. Hidbik mi bifnim va'avuka kenegdo. If you stuck the dough on the inside of the pan, but in order to save wood that was scarce for the poor people, they would make the flame on the inside. Somehow they would have the flame above the pan, and the flames would be directly onto the breads, and that way they would get baked. Mahu, what's the halacha? Is that a typical case of ilfus, which is a machloikus, v'shlokish, and Rabbi Yochanan? Or will we say here, everybody will agree, it's more similar to an oven? Omerle, so Ula answered, Reb Zeira answered back to Reb Yosef, my emale, what should I say to Ula? De'i aminale, if I'm going to ask him your question, omerle, he's going to answer me, Revanim oisim came. This is how all the poor people, this is how they bake in their pans, and this is a typical case of ilfus, of using a pan to bake in, and this is the machlokes, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, there's no question here. And in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.